Welcome to Spirited Straight Talk, the podcast to help you thrive with the help of spirit. I'm Deb Shepherd, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and author. Each week, I bring new insights to help you heal from loss, connect with spirit, and turn setbacks into triumphs. So let's get started. Are you in a place where you're feeling awakened and you're realizing the life you created maybe isn't fitting as comfortable as it was maybe a couple of years ago? You're getting this information, you're shifting your awareness, your consciousness is becoming bigger, you're expanding, but it isn't pretty. You're feeling maybe what we call crunchy at times. Well, welcome to Spirited Straight Talk. I'm Deb Shepherd, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Dana, and we're going to talk about what it means to awaken, and what does it feel like, and where do you go through? And as I was thinking about this topic, when I grew up, I was in a religious, really strict religious community, and we had something called Awake, a magazine. And when I think about this topic, it takes me right back into my childhood where things were done a certain way, and I certainly had several awakenings, and yeah, they're not pretty.
That sounds like a little crunch.
It's a little crunchy. yeah.
And so religion uses words that are they really aligned, I guess, is my
well, I think question. I think the awaken can be on many different awarenesses. You know, I think the awaken can be for certain things. Maybe people are searching for certain things and they feel like they've gotten some answers that's kind of satisfies the soul.
See, that's true. That's why you're so good at this.
I think everyone has something that they're leaning into. They're trying to figure out where they belong. What is my purpose? Why am I going through this? Why am I struggling with suffering? As you and I know that we, all of our classes and the things that we talk about are, where's our suffering and how do we heal it? Because people are looking for that healing. Mm-hmm. And what people can realize at times is when we don't have to suffer, we don't have to have that belief system, we don't have to live our life a particular way, that is an awakening. But what happens when we wake up and we go, oh, wait a minute, this is not what I want anymore. This is not who I am. I feel like there has to be a change. And I always call it the rebirth without the epidural, right? Mm-hmm. We're going through that transformation, that change. How is it going to look? And there's so many things that happen with it. So when we get that kind of wake-up call, I'm going to call it that, when you get that wake-up call, what do you do with that?
Because, you know, we talk about it that your soul is remembering who you truly are. Mm-hmm. And so, exactly right. What do you do with that? Mm-hmm. What do you do with that, Deb? Mm-hmm.
And I think all the things that you go through, I know when I watch people and when they start our program, our coaching program, there's so much fear.
Yeah.
And they know on one level, this doesn't fit for me anymore. The life that I'm living is not comfortable anymore, but it's also getting uncomfortable to make changes. And even though we think we want change, it's uncomfortable to make change.
Right. And I think a lot of people, they come in questioning their job, questioning their relationships, questioning their just a lot of things. They question everything that they've already built.
And I think there's a lot of guilt and shame that comes with that. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're questioning, well, I should be happy with where I am. I should be, you know, I should be all these, you know, kind of demands that we put. Well, you've got a blessed life. Or even if there's a struggle, we still think that, well, life is not always perfect. This is what it's all about. But there's shame and guilt that we want something different and we want to change. Or we've carried these burdens that we didn't do it a particular way, or the perfectionist.
So if somebody's going through, you know, they feel like their awareness is coming up, their consciousness is changing, they're awakening to more.
Right?
Because that's really what this is all about, is like we start to unravel that programming that we've had for years and years and years. That starts to unravel and it feels like chaos.
Right.
And it turns into chaos everywhere around us, right? And I feel like, you know, I definitely have been through that.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm just like,
I'm not saying, oh, yeah, you. I'm saying, oh, yeah, me.
Like,
and
holy
yeah.
crap. Yeah. How do you manage that without unraveling your entire life?
Well, there's a couple different things. One of them is there a lot of pieces of our life that we need to unravel? I think there's sometimes we hold on to things because they're familiar, traditional, cultural, you know, finances, whatever. We do hold on to things. And sometimes we do need to shake things up. And mm-hmm. I know throughout my life, I've had times where I'm like, okay, I got to start over. Got it. Mm-hmm. This isn't working. I got to do something new. And you've been there with me on some of those occasions where I'm like,
shift.
Yeah. Let's pivot.
Yeah.
And it's realizing that we, to let our fear sit on the sidelines. And I think it's really hard mm-hmm. to let our fear sit on the sideline. That ego, our ego wants to be right. Our ego wants to protect us. Our ego wants to remember, don't fail. And so it's, how do we quiet that down mm-hmm. so we can have the transition, the transformation? And that transformation, anytime we go through a transformation, there's pain. Yeah. We may lose friendships. Mm-hmm. Relationships won't be the same. You look differently at what's important to you. You know, sometimes certain things are important to us, and as time goes on, we're like, you know, I don't really feel like that's my goals anymore. Mm-hmm. So then what are you reaching for? What is the goal that you have in mind? What if it does look completely different? And it's explaining that to people, because sometimes there's shame and guilt about you telling someone, I don't want to do that job, or I don't want to be in that relationship, or I don't want to live here anymore. Those are the kind of things that people question, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. And so inwardly, you may think, I don't know where I'm going, and that's the whole trust. But then how do we then allow ourselves to follow and trust that path when we have all these people questioning why we're doing these things? Mm-hmm. And I think it is hard to surrender to these things and trust that process. But I know that people's bodies go through a lot, too. We see people going through illnesses when they make these transformations because they're releasing old stuff, or they go through kind of like what we used to say, the midlife crisis, right? Mm-hmm. Their identity of who they are changes. Mm-hmm. And that is hard for people to undertake it sometimes. Like, wait a minute, what? That has been hard for my parents to even think, well, what are you doing now? And so how do you own that and awaken to your true self? Because I think we wear masks a lot.
Yeah, well, and we talk about intuition as well, you know, like in this type of situation where you feel like you're opening up to more possibilities, more connection, you know, with divine. Mm-hmm. We get into that intuition. Is it in my intuition? Is it, you know, what is it? What is awakening in me that is driving me this direction? But mm-hmm. this is all connected.
Mm-hmm. If we look at history and we look at people that took big risk, that was an awakening process. They're like, I want to go completely different. They look at things differently. They see that there's other possibilities. I look at people that see science or art or education, and they mm-hmm. say, you know, what we're doing isn't working. How do we change this? And even when things are not working, people will hold on to what's not working versus making an awakening change. Okay, I'm going to change, because that group of people want to hold on to what's old, even if they know it's not working.
Yeah, because old belief
systems. Old belief systems. Mm-hmm. So that old belief systems, people don't want to think that they wasted time believing a particular way. So when there's that transformation, or we go, hey, it's time for things to change. We need to look differently at things. You know, how many times have we said we need to teach differently, we need to show up differently? And it's almost like trying, what I'm thinking of right now is when the clothing styles change and you go to try on, you know, those new jeans that they've now created, or the new shirts or the new color, you're like, it's a little uncomfortable, but you want to, you know, you want to wear something that's current, you know, change. But that is kind of an awakening of, do I really want to wear this?
Right.
But we hold on to our comfortable things. Like, yeah. Oh, but I'm really safe in this.
Do I really want my soul to grow?
Yeah.
Or do I want to stay stuck in this same place mm-hmm. with the same people? You know, not that we don't love them, but I really think that there are times when our soul is really pushing us
to expand.
To expand. Mm-hmm. You know, there comes a point in our life where we're like, oh my God, if we want to go that direction. I mean, there's always a choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, certainly as we kind of talk about this topic, you do sometimes feel that push. that mm-hmm. that push, like, no, there's more.
There's well, more, expansion.
There's always a choice.
Yeah, expansion. Though I always think of that when you know you were a kid, and you were your legs hurt because you were growing. Remember mm-hmm. that?
Yeah.
And then we have grandkids now that are going through that. Like my legs yeah. hurt, and I think that's the expansion. When we expand, there is some pain around it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of discomfort. Mm-hmm. So there's chances that we go back. We become the snail, right? The turtle. We go back into our little shell to have that comfort. But the soul says, you know, keeps tapping us on the shoulder. Things keep showing up. And what I also find is that we disrupt something in our life. Mm-hmm. And we look at chaos as being something that we can be addicted to. We can become addicted to chaos yeah. because it's that dopamine rush. Well, when we begin to have that awakening and we're expanding, it can feel like chaos and it can be scary. Mm-hmm. And again, it can also be like a familiar or, you know, what is it that we do to create that expansion? And knowledge is always going to be there. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is always going to be sitting there. It's whether we want to partake in the knowledge and say, okay, I want to do something differently. I think sometimes when people are really comfortable in their life, they don't want expansion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they will judge others like, no, why keep this all right here? And I think that part of anyone that wants to be on a spiritual path, we do disrupt our lives at times. And I don't know if you and I become more comfortable with it. I don't think we like it. Yeah. But I think when we look at discomfort and things are changing, we're like, okay, we're supposed to look at things in a different way.
Yeah.
How do we see another perspective? How do we shift our awareness and consciousness? And that previous path took us to a certain point, but it's also saying, okay, you're going to go left or you're going to go right. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to stay right where you are?
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, for me, I can't imagine just staying right where I am or right where, you know, I have that drive to seek more knowledge or seek more, you know, seek more. That I guess that's why they use the word seeker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to learn more. I want to feel more. And intuition, opening yourself up, you know, to having that intuition and that divine connection. It's where I think it can be really scary,
mm-hmm.
but it also, I think there's that opposite side too, where you feel more disconnected for a time before you feel more connected,
mm-hmm.
because you start getting disconnected or feeling, feeling like you're losing your mind, like things aren't, you don't understand it all.
Right. And we as humans want to know everything.
Right.
The other part that comes with that, as you were saying, was thinking about grief. We can start grieving the life that we had.
Mm-hmm.
We can start grieving, like, I think sometimes it feels really comfortable having blinders on.
Yeah.
So when we take those blinders off, we sort of grieve the past of what we didn't know or how we could have managed things differently. I look at it all the time, like, geez, what I know today,
right.
if I only knew. And I think we all, you know, there's movies made on people going back into their childhood mm-hmm. and doing things differently. If we only had the knowledge,
the regrets,
then. Yeah, the regrets. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the shame and guilt comes in. I look mm-hmm. back and I'm thinking, God, I could have handled that so much differently. So there is grief when we have this expansion.
Yeah.
And we think sometimes when we get this awareness and we begin to change, we're not realizing that grief is going to be a part of that process mm-hmm. because we feel like we're expanding. But grief comes in many different components and different ways. And we can have the anger, we can have the frustration, we can feel disappointed in ourselves that we knew.
We didn't see it earlier.
Mm-hmm. And how do we give up? Your famous word, grace. How do we give ourselves grace? That the timing, it's always mm-hmm. about timing. And I relate it to that we can't be premature in this information. We have a certain process we each need to go through that builds upon the next thing. Mm-hmm. And I always say it's like having a baby. You don't want that baby to come early. You know, you want the mm-hmm. baby to be on time. And our human process is taking all these steps to get where that expansion is leading us to. With that said, are we patient with ourselves? Are we patient with other people? Because other people are not going to always like that you're expanding.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wait a minute, I want you the way you used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, why are you changing?
I don't even know who you are anymore.
I don't know who you are anymore. And we see this quite often. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, friendships begin to really shift. And that's another piece of the grief is you feel like you're the same person, but they know that something has shifted and changed within you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get excited mm-hmm. with it too.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I do think as you start to see things differently, you are looking at people with a different set of mm-hmm. eyes, at others with a different set of eyes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes more compassion and sometimes less patience, mm-hmm. which is interesting because you do have this, you know, we'll just say an awakening, and I'm not saying I'm awakened by any means. I'm just, you know, I'm constantly seeking. Mm-hmm. But I think there's that little bit of shame too with I'm seeing somebody with different eyes that I've known my entire mm-hmm. life, and I'm seeing their limitations, or, you know, we start to judge them, mm-hmm. you know, which is a horrible place to be,
right,
as well, because we're trying to get away from that. Mm-hmm. We're trying to be more conscious of
right.
of how we show up in life at that point.
It always, one of the things that you and I see quite often when someone starts digging into mm-hmm. their past and healing their past is immediately they want to start setting up boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they don't go into it with ease and grace. Mm-hmm. They don't build that kind of relationship yeah. and shift it. And so the friendships are like, wait a minute, we've been friends for 10 years or whatever the story is, mm-hmm. and now you're doing this to me. And so I feel like there's also that conflict with their community that they've had.
Yeah.
And how do they approach their friendships? They're, mm-hmm. they're so excited. I was thinking about anyone that used to, and I've been one, I've gotten into MLMs, you know, the multi-level marketing, yeah. and you're so excited, this is going to change the world, I'm making a lot of, you know, people are like avoiding you. Don't pick up the phone, don't respond to their text, because they get so excited that they have this new awareness. It's mm-hmm. almost like they're reborn again.
Yeah.
And it can be a little bit too much for the people around that are in a different space now. Mm-hmm. And I think there's that judgment of like, well, I'm more aware.
Are you comparing spirituality to an MLM? I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, I just think that you get this new excitement, other people are not feeling the same excitement. So that's where your relationships are going to shift. That's where grief comes in. That's where your body may go through some health issues because you're releasing some of the things that your body's been carrying. I think there's so many different parts of what happens to someone that takes on a different belief system in their life. Mm-hmm. So for so long, they kind of lived on this, you know, they're just going down the river,
yeah.
you know, and all of a sudden they stop and they go, wait a minute, there's more. Mm-hmm. I can be more connected to my guides. I can feel my loved ones. I can feel what my soul's purpose is. There's this excitement, like things make sense. We have people that come through the soul's contracts class, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, this is what I signed up for. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, their perspective of their entire life begins to shift.
Right.
And that perspective changes how they begin to heal. They're more awake, right? Mm-hmm. And they're putting things in place. I remember one of the classes in our coaching program, after a few months, they go, oh, now I understand the puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
So they're putting these pieces together, right. seeing because there was these big holes mm-hmm. and they weren't able to figure out in their life, why did this person do this to me? Why did I feel like a victim? How mm-hmm. all those stories that they've not been able to heal from.
Yeah.
They're able now to kind of look at it with different
yes.
lenses.
And I've heard this, like I've heard so many different sayings for this type of experience. So, you know, because the awakening, when you start to have that different awareness, it is crunchy. Mm-hmm. It is crunchy, and it is. That's such the perfect word. A student said that a while back.
One of our students in our legacy program, she goes, I just feel crunchy, and we all just suck that one up. Like,
Yeah, that's the perfect word. But you feel pulled, and you know, so I had a point. But I got stuck on crunchy.
She did. Sorry about that.
Such a good word. Go ahead. It'll come back. It'll come back.
It's one of those things that people, we're all seekers. You know, we want to know what's in further in the galaxy. We want to know what's on the bottom of the ocean. We want to know what's on the other side of the mountain. Mm-hmm. We are curious people. Mm-hmm. And some of us, you know, decide to get settled in and stay in our small world, and that's totally okay. Maybe they're just younger souls. But most of us are here to really seek answers. Mm-hmm. We want to know. And earlier in our life, our programming is our environment, you know, mm-hmm. where we live, who our parents are or not parents there, yeah, or whatever, yeah. Our people's religious beliefs, financial stability, you know, wherever your financials were as a kid, I'm trying to think of the right word, but all of these things added up to what you experienced in life. And so you just kind of go along. And then at one point in your life or at some point, you just kind of go, there's got to be more, or mm-hmm. it's got to look different, or some things don't make any sense.
Yeah.
And so I think when people go on a different type of a path and start looking for answers outside mm-hmm. of themselves or what they experience is expansion.
And it doesn't, you know, as we're sitting here talking, a lot of it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. I mean, you know, we live these lives, we have these cars and houses, and everyone has this life that they're just going through and going through the motions. It doesn't make sense.
No.
And do you feel like more people are tapping in and connecting? Do you feel like we are going through some sort of a transition as humanity?
I hope so.
Like, seriously.
Yeah,
you know?
I really truly think that technology, let's put social media, things like that, people are becoming more verbal. The world's become smaller in the sense of who is on the other side of the country, the other side of the world. People notice that you can have different experiences, that, you know, maybe what you were taught growing up can look different, mm-hmm. or what people thought happiness looked like. We just did a whole class on joy. And what is happiness? You know, is it the house with the two kids and the dog, and you know,
yeah,
how many, and yeah. that's not true, because look how many marriages don't make it,
right?
So that idea that people work so hard to gain the home
stuff, yeah,
the zip code, the trips,
yeah.
you know, whatever it looks like, that is that happiness, or is it just look good on paper?
And not that that's, I mean, it's okay to have stuff, we have
right.
stuff, I'm not saying that
we have way too much stuff.
we do, but I just, you know. And there is, for me, there is a sense of anger at some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I really think about it, I'm like, it does bring me anger. Like, what are we doing this rat race for? This isn't real.
Mm-mm.
And that is how I feel sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, the stuff is not real. It's the people. It is the connection. Mm-hmm. It is having an awareness around how we show up in life and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does. And there is a piece for me that, you know, there are times I'm just like, oh.
That's a Mexican
coming out of
you.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I think too is when we talk about awakening and change, sometimes I think about, I want to help the world know that they're okay living a life that works for them, that they don't have to get everybody's approval, because that's what we look for. We think if we have approval, that must mean we're doing okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always question that getting people's approval doesn't mean you're doing the right thing. And is it about people having permission to live a life that works for them? Mm-hmm. You know, I know that since we primarily work with women that get a certain age are like, don't you want kids? Don't you want to get married? There's these expectations and ideas that we think that people should live a particular way to be happy. How could they be happy that way?
Right.
We question their happiness. And when we do that, is it because we're not awake, or are we envious, or are we not feeling fulfilled?
Projecting.
Are we projecting? Mm-hmm. So all of that plays into it. Why do we think that people should have the life that we have?
Mm-hmm.
Those expectations. And I think when people really begin to go deep within, they're not looking for kind of a roadmap that's already been paved several times. Like, I don't think I want to live the way you live.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But do we give people permission to live any way that they want?
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of questioning of, well, why would you make that choice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We look at, you know, our children, how the choices they've made. We look at friends. We look at, you know, family.
Right.
And I think the reason why people don't make changes is they're worried that they're going to be abandoned.
Yeah.
That they're not going to have the same community. They may just play small and not have a voice or do something that would be outside their comfort zone, even though their soul's saying, it is time for you to do A, B, and C. But we worry about that judgment. We worry about abandonment. We stay in the container.
Yeah.
So when we completely wake ourselves up, you know, we shake up things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's scary, or usually most of the time it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
What I also find is when people are so burnt out, they said, I've got to do something.
Yeah.
And I really wish they wouldn't get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I've made changes, I was in the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Why did I wait that long to make those changes? And so I had to look at my fear. I had to look at, you know, the judgment. What was that going to, you know, what was going to show up by making those changes?
Mm-hmm.
And most people feel like they can't do it alone, even though they're probably living their life very lonely.
And that's the thing, I think, too, is another piece of awakening or that shift in consciousness is you can feel very lonely sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because you feel like others are not going through the same thing, or you are alone. You feel like you're alone in this,
mm-hmm.
and you're not.
No.
Like, there's so many.
And I think
people that are feeling.
There's a difference between being alone versus being lonely. You know, we've talked about that, where some people feel like they are living alone, but they don't feel lonely.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that have a big crowd around them, but they feel lonely.
Yeah.
So it's identifying when you want to really shift your life, when you want to wake yourself up, or you feel this stirring inside of you and you're thinking, I got to live bigger. And I don't mean bigger in the, got to have 5 houses and you have to have 6 cars. I'm talking bigger in the sense of who you are,
mm-hmm.
to fully feel expanded in your awareness, to know that you are becoming the best version of yourself without the guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm.
That's really amazing to witness. And we've gotten to see people go, oh my goodness, now this makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to own that. But when you own it, it's like, okay, is everybody else on board?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where sometimes we go back to our old patterns because we're not getting the support system around us.
Yeah,
people cheering us on. They're like, "Oh, you're changing. Just be who you were before. You were just perfect the way you were before."
I'm really uncomfortable with how you're changing.
I think part of it is that maybe they're not using the word awakening or awakened or expansion, but they're feeling something isn't aligned like it used to be.
Yeah,
and if that's the case, where you're just feeling the word crunchy. Or you're feeling like it's time to pivot, it's time to look at my life differently, is to take those baby steps,
mm-hmm.
to take a step and just say, maybe I need to read a book, maybe I need to listen to a different podcast, maybe I need to,
right.
whatever that looks like, maybe do something different. And we want to feel safe. People, number one, people want to feel safe. So how do you step into places where you feel safe so that expansion can feel like a warm blanket?
Yeah.
And I truly believe that when we start peeling back those layers, we're actually going back to our authentic original self.
Mm-hmm.
We just put it on the back burner for a really long time, and
yeah.
we haven't recognized that person. And so as we begin to take off the rose-colored glasses and really see and get some clarity, it's a little scary, but it doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well,
yeah. If you have the right people or the, you know,
mm-hmm.
the right things around you to support you, I think.
What would be your best advice if someone is starting to feel that
strain? Come see us. Come on down.
Come on down.
Yeah,
I think part of it too is even giving, as I'm thinking about this, is writing down what would be your ultimate goal of what you want your life to look like.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody has this image of what would give them happiness, what would create a sense of peace, what is it that would make them feel they can take on the world. And I don't mean that they have to go and take on the world, but take on their daily things that happen,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to have an awareness and consciousness and the tools to be able to navigate it. because yeah. that's what we want. We want to feel like we can manage what comes on, because it's not going to, it's not always going to be easy.
Yeah.
But when you can get some clarity and you can really connect with the divine, you feel like you have a whole team behind you.
And I think, I don't want to bring politics into this because we don't talk about politics, but we felt a lot of shifting. And, you know, one of the things that you've said multiple times is, you know, things have to get pretty dark before mm-hmm. we can start to see things differently. That, you know, we have to go through that crunchiness in order to make changes mm-hmm. and to see,
it's the
to
labor
see
pain.
Things differently. Yeah. Yeah, so I kind of feel that, you know, personally, mm-hmm. but also as a society,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you've said, I think in the podcast where you did your predictions at the beginning of the year, that you
it's
know,
gonna
it's
get,
gonna get pretty crunchy.
Yeah, it is, and get pretty heavy. I think people don't make change unless we get really uncomfortable. And if you're really tolerant, you can get really, really uncomfortable before you decide to make a change. Mm-hmm. And I think what's happening, you know, in the U.S. is, you know, there's intensity going on. I think it's a way for people to pay attention to where do they want to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what aligns with them? Where do they want to spend their energy?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It makes, I think it's, for me, it has the opportunity for me to dig in to areas of my life that I haven't looked at.
Yeah.
That I was thinking, okay, and that's the shadow work. You know, the shadow work is maybe I didn't want to look at that piece, or that's been there for a long time. I want to just push it back. And it can bring things to the surface for us to be able to heal. And that's what awakening is. It's looking at our shadow work. It's looking at the things that we have put away. You know, we say it in the Tupperware containers and, you know, put them away. They're going to stay for a long time. And when we want to bring those out, so things that happen, when we feel agitation, when we feel angry, when we feel like we want to just walk away from everything, whatever that response is, it really means that, no, it's time to really seriously look at this. And you know me, I'm the procrastinator. Do I really want to look at that? Do I really want to dig into that? What's gonna happen if I dig into that? So, as you know, as our political kind of climate that's happening, it is for us to look at our shadow work. It is for us to look at our past, what we believe, and to dig in there more. And souls are here. Humans are here to have or spiritual beings have a human experience. Our job is to grow and expand and heal. That's what we're here. This is Earth School. So are you taking the opportunity to learn, or are you just saying, I have blinders on, I'm just going to get through the day, this is what makes me happy, and I'm not going to dig in? Well, you and I believe that we get to come back and do it again. So we don't want to come back and do those lessons again.
Mm-hmm.
Every person has a different opportunity. We all have the same opportunities, whether do we take that opportunity or not. Or we just say, I'll pass it by right now. I don't want to get dirty. I don't want to get my hands dirty. I don't want to look at this stuff. I'd rather just put it back in my Tupperware
container.
I'll
do it on my next round.
On my next lifetime, we'll do it again.
The next round, I'll look at that.
But all of this is to let our audience know, hey, if you're feeling the stirring, if you're feeling things don't look the way you want, you're feeling agitation, you're feeling alone, to realize that this might be your awakening. This mm-hmm. might be a time of a rebirth and new beginnings. And it is not pretty. I always say it's a rebirth without the epidural.
Yeah.
You know, it is raw. It can be uncomfortable. And it's wanting to know, are you here to expand? Do you want to expand?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, are we expanding? I don't think that means my weight is supposed to be... So that's something I got to look at that too,
yeah,
right? But this is a great topic, and I think it's something that we see working with people in our coaching program about when we see them expand and how it gets uncomfortable. But we're always there when they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us here on Spirited Straight Talk. And please always go to my website, debshepherd.com, to see what's happening and what's up next. Thank you again. Namaste.